It's money, not monopoly. Before I die, I'ma own 100 properties. Own 100 properties. Sitting's always watching me. Funny thing is, they ain't never stopping me. I'm trying to make this money, not monopoly.
Hey all, it's Jai, aka Miss Iconic, and I'm here to gift you all an interview with London native Rizzy Intario. And I'm so excited, so let's just go ahead and get right into the interview. Okay? Say hello to the people.
Yeah, that's right.
I love y'all accents. Hello, people. Anyways. Okay, so yeah, you are...
Get used to your accent, because you watch yours on TV.
You're right, you do. So I don't sound that funny to you. Alrighty, yeah. So you're originally from London, right?
Yeah.
What part?
Woodford and East London, like Essex.
So how long have you been making music?
I started making music when I was 16. When I was 16, but I hadn't taken it. Like, I only started taking it professionally, like doing it professionally. January. So, yeah. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did. Okay, so you're fairly new to the music scene.
Yeah, I'm really new.
Well, it doesn't sound like it, so that's good, because there's some people that's been making music a long time, and it still just doesn't, sound good at all. So why do you make music? What is it that you like about music that it's like, I have to do this?
Okay, one, since I was young, I can even remember, being 5 years old and going to the studio with my dad, because my dad was an artist himself. So that was one influence, always seeing him going to the studio. Number two, in school, I'll do little freestyles and raps, and people were telling me to take it seriously and not waste my talent. And then number three, I didn't really do too well in school, and I'm not really someone that likes, I don't see myself, with an academic path. Like, I see myself doing something that I'm going to enjoy and still get paid for it. So those are the three reasons why I decided to do music.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Is music popular where you're from? I know here in America, everybody and they... brother wants to be a musician, a rapper. Is that what everybody does in London, or they choose the academic route?
Not really, some people try, but it's not really something that everyone wants to do in London. There's a lot of artists, I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of artists in London, but it's not something that everyone wants to do. It is a 50-50 thing. You might blow and you might not.
Okay. I think that's makes you all stand out, though, and makes a lot of you all actually make it, because everybody's not doing it. In America, everybody wants to be an artist. It's, ridiculous. It seems like a get-rich-quick scheme for them. But, so, I know you released a couple of records. I think you released 100 Properties, Wavy, Bad B, of course, and Flexing, which have all done amazing numbers. So when do you plan on releasing your full-length project, or is the date still to be determined?
Yeah, the date's still to be determined, because basically my manager, aka my dad, he's on holiday right now. But when he gets back, that's when we're going to start taking everything serious, start working on the EP, and start going to the studio a lot more often, and just start laying down new tracks. So, yeah. So hopefully in the future, soon, maybe next, January, there can be an EP possibly out.
Definitely. And it appears that you shoot a visual for every song. Is that something you're going to continue to do, or it's just for these first couple singles?
Nah. It's not something I'm going to continue to do.
Completely understandable. It's not something that has to be done for every single visual, but at least you do realize the importance of visuals and the weight that they have on making and or breaking your career. So you definitely have been consistent with the visuals. They're quality, they're dope, so that's exciting. If you had to pick, some artists that you would love to collaborate with, who would it be?
A Boogie. Mm-hmm. And Mostak, he's from England. and Lowski.
Okay. And all of those are London-based artists?
No, A Boogie is from America.
Oh, A Boogie with the hoodie, that guy? Is that his full name? Or is it just A Boogie? There's like a couple.
Yeah, movies. yeah, that guy.
Okay, no, okay.
Yes, with a hoodie.
So you do want to cross over, I guess, into America's music sphere?
Oh, yeah. I was saying, yeah, I would grasp into music scene in America if I was to get that big, that American people start to notice me. But as for now, it's just totally England-based, like UK-based.
I love that. I think you have the potential to be international, seeing as that I'm here in America and, you know, and I listen to your music and I can understand it, a good bit of it. I know about 85%. Yeah. Some words you guys say a little differently than we do, but I can definitely understand it. So I don't think you'll have any issue crossing over. As far as your project, are you going to have any features on it? Or are you just playing it by ear? Is it going to be just all you?
See, that's what I'm saying. None of these things have been discussed, but I think my manager does want to have some big name features on there still.
Perfect. I think that'll be good. What do you think separates you from other artists?
Yeah, what separates me is, if you realized, all my songs, every single song has a different sound to it. Every single song that I've put out there has, all four of them have different sounds to it. And I believe that most artists in the UK, no shade or anything, but most artists in the UK stick to one sound that works for them. But obviously, because I'm new, I need to know what sound's going to work for me. So I've been trying my best to switch it up and, long story short, I just feel like I switch up my sounds.
Definitely. I feel that from you as well, because it's a diverse body of work that you've already put out thus far. So I think that it's definitely just going to continue to diversify for sure. An artist, is there anybody in particular, any group of people that inspire you musically?
Who inspires me? So Notes. They all come from single parent homes, and they still put their head to it and still manage to make something of themselves, and still manage, you know what I mean? They still manage to make something of themselves, even though a lot of people probably doubted them. So for me, that's an inspiration, and that just makes me know that if they can do it, I can do it, and that just inspires me to work even harder, if you know what I mean.
Of course, I completely understand. I definitely think that'll make anybody want to work harder when people that didn't come from a lot make it anyway. So that's definitely an inspiration. So I would assume right now you're independent. Do you want to stay independent, or do you want to be signed to a label? Or
I've heard a lot about being signed. It's not really what it seems to be. I've heard that being signed, it doesn't look as good as it seems to be. Like, when you're signed, it apparently, it's as if you're a puppet. Like, you don't have any choice. Your manager can tell you, you have to do this tomorrow, and you have no choice but to say, okay. Like, you have no choice but to agree with it.
No, I don't. Obviously, I can't speak, for now. I don't know what it's like to be signed, but from, what people are telling me, it's not really the best option. If you can be independent, then apparently that's the better option, if you can. But not everybody can afford to be independent. Not everybody has someone that can pay for their videos, pay for their clothes and stuff for videos, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. I agree with you, though. I think it's pros and cons to record deals. If you can negotiate it and you come with enough to bring to the table where you can try to barter what it is that you want, then it could be better for you. But a lot of the times it is kind of just like clocking into a regular job. So I don't know. I like the independent route, but as you said, it is expensive, and it, you know, the resources that you get from a label, you don't necessarily always have on your own. So there's definitely pros and cons to both, I would say, for sure. So, getting along with it. Lastly, my last question for you, and then after this, you can throw in anything else you may want people to know. But my last question is, what makes you iconic?
Yeah, can you elaborate on the word iconic, please?
Iconic is just like legendary. For example, like Michael Jackson's an icon. You know, I feel like when people make music, you strive, I hope that you do anyway, you strive to be iconic, to be legendary. So if you feel like that's possible for you, which I think it is, what characteristics do you think you embody that make you potentially iconic?
So far, I think what could possibly make me iconic is my work rate. Like, since I've started, I've pretty much uploaded a tune every single month. What else is, like, how diverse I am. Like I said, how I can switch it up and make, like, tunes for all different types of audience. What else? That's a very hard question, you know, to actually think about on the spot.
It's supposed to be a bit challenging. That's okay.
What else could actually make me iconic? Is that right for now, yeah?
Of course, yes. Being diverse and being consistent are definitely things that make people iconic. It's not like a trick question or anything. That is definitely true of you. So it's been so much fun chatting with you. I'm excited to see what you're going to do next. I really think that it's going to be big for you. The sky is the limit. I see greatness in your now, in your later. Now tell the people who just interviewed you.
It's really Antaro, and I've just been interviewed by the wonderful Miss Iconic.